Massachusetts prison officials have reported the first death of a prisoner from COVID-19. The man was incarcerated at the State Treatment Center in Bridgewater. With more on that and the statewide increase in coronavirus cases, we're joined this morning by WBUR's Kerry Goldberg. Good morning, Kerry. Thanks a lot for speaking to us.
Good morning, Bob.
So what do we know about the prisoner who passed away?
Well, the Department of Corrections isn't releasing his name. They say he was in his 50s and had underlying health issues. And the department says the man was immediately quarantined when he developed symptoms, but then had to be transferred to a hospital for care. The Bridgewater Treatment Center reported the first case of a prisoner infected almost 2 weeks ago, and it now has 27 confirmed cases.
Okay, now the big picture, the overall numbers from around the state. Where do we stand this morning?
So the latest total COVID-19 death toll in Massachusetts is 154 people have died. The latest daily report is that 32 more people have died, mostly older people, which has been typical thus far. But there was also a Suffolk County woman in her 30s. She's the second person in their 30s to die of COVID-19 in the state. And we're hearing from doctors treating COVID-19 that they are seeing very serious cases in young people, too.
And what about testing? Testing is ramping up.
Definitely. So more than 56,000 people have now been tested statewide. Governor Charlie Baker says only New York and Washington tested more. And the number of positives keeps rising. We're now at a total of nearly 9,000 people who tested positive. But, you know, that's by no means the full number of people with the coronavirus. That's because many people who have had the virus have not been tested. And because it's turning out the tests fail to detect the virus about 30% of the time. So there are lots of what are called false negatives. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the chief of infectious diseases at Mass General Hospital, says those false negatives are now seen as such an issue that the hospital is retesting patients who seem likely to have COVID-19, even though they test negative.
And I believe they're doing that in many other systems. I mean, where we can't be wrong is to have somebody who has disease, who we've taken off of contact precautions and droplet precautions and left them in the hospital. We cannot be wrong in that space.
Because if you're wrong, you'll spread infection in the hospital.
And so, in general, how are the hospitals doing at this moment?
Well, I'd say at this moment, they're seeing a very significant number of COVID-19 patients, but they're not overwhelmed, although more strain is expected in the coming days. The number of patients in the hospital is tending to rise every day. And Dr. Walensky says Mass General is getting a lot of COVID-19 patients in serious condition.
I would say about 40% of our patients at any given time are in the intensive care unit. Nearly all of them are intubated or close to intubation. And to the extent that we need more ICU beds, we are creating them.
Now, right now, Mass General has 154 COVID-19 patients, 59 of them in the ICU, according to the Massachusetts Hospital Association. Other hospitals with particularly heavy loads right now are Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center with 73 patients and Boston Medical Center with 82.
A central question is whether the flood of COVID-19 patients will overwhelm hospitals when the outbreak reaches its peak here, which Governor Baker is now projecting to be soon in mid-April. How's it looking?
Right. Well, we're seeing major efforts to add capacity. So, for example, construction has just begun to build 1,000 beds for coronavirus patients at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center in the Seaport. And other sites will be coming online as well to make sure the healthcare system does not get overwhelmed. And, you know, while the rise in cases has been substantial the last few days, it has not been exponential. So there may be some hope, but I think the best analogy I've heard came from Dr. Vicki Jackson, the chief of palliative care and geriatric medicine at Mass General.
It's like we're standing on the edge of the ocean in the dark. We're waiting for the wave to hit, and we have no idea how high the wave is going to be.
And Governor Baker says the healthcare system does need hundreds more intensive care beds. He's citing estimates that the number of Massachusetts residents with COVID-19 will hit between 47,000 and 172,000 by mid-April. And I'd highlight the other news that's particularly concerning from state officials is that there are many clusters of COVID-19 in places that house vulnerable older residents. Here's Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sudders.
We've identified COVID clusters in about 78 facilities. And as you know, as COVID-19 continues to evolve, that number will change across nursing homes, rest homes, soldiers' homes, and assisted living residents.
And WBUR's Miriam Wasser has been reporting about the missteps that helped lead to the 18 deaths at the Holyoke Soldiers Home in Western Mass. That appears to be the biggest fatal cluster in the state so far. And Bob, one last bad number, unemployment claims. They hit an all-time high in the week ending March 28th. More than 181,000 people in the state filed for unemployment insurance.
Is there any less bad news out there, Carrie?
Yes, there's definitely some of that as well. So particularly in the area of personal protective equipment, last evening a New England Patriots plane landed at Logan with part of a huge supply of more than a million much-needed N95 masks from China. And an Ohio company, Battelle, is providing a machine that will be based at a former Kmart store in Somerville. The machine can disinfect tens of thousands of those critical N95 respirator masks a day. So that could bring a sigh of relief from healthcare workers worried about running out of those really important masks.
Okay, we end on that positive note. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.